Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And welcome to... Oh, my bad. And welcome to a... more beautiful than expected Wednesday here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Started podding down my mic there when I was supposed to be podding the music. I'm a professional, I swear. I'm Austin Price, by the way, joined by Chris Bryan, as always. And Chris, I mean, as I said, Wednesday, it's been a more beautiful day than we may have anticipated, at least recently. However, that doesn't change the fact that the top story today has been Helene, or should I say Hurricane Helene.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's what you see out the window is what they're getting right now. The weather really has not moved into the Central Florida, Tampa Bay area. As we say, there is some light showers at this point. What I'm going to do for you this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, coming up each hour, I mentioned this to you during Tuesday's program, that we were going to tap into some local stations down in Central and South Florida, kind of give you an idea of what they're going through and how they're preparing for tomorrow's landfall. They're projecting, by the way, Hurricane Helene to make landfall around 10 p.m. in the Big Bend area, and they are saying it could make landfall as a Cat 3 or 4 system, east panhandle, anything east of Apalachicola is fair game at this point. So Travis Thompson, emergency manager over at the EOC, joins us today on Pensacola Right Now at 5:35, and we'll just get a take, kind of pick his brain and see, you know, what's happening locally and how the local first responders are kind of preparing. I know a lot of the first responders, and I'll be talking about this through the afternoon, are getting their teams together to add support down in whether it be in the Big Bend area or in Central Florida, but the local first responders are getting their act together this afternoon as we speak. Yeah, so today is long way around what you said. It surprised me as well.
Yeah, it was a bit of a damp morning. Whew. And we got a lot of gray in the sky behind us now, but it's not too severe. But that doesn't change the fact that the National Weather Service, shortly before we went live this afternoon, issued a coastal flood warning for Baldwin, Alabama, Santa Rosa County, Escambia County, Okaloosa County, beginning at 3:55, ending at 11:25 tonight. So for about 7.5 hours there, we are in a coastal flood warning in those counties. Also, we're just a few weeks out from a major deadline set by the Environmental Protection Agency for local water utilities to survey their water lines to identify any lead pipes still being used. ECUA's Bruce Woody says that there have been strict guidelines in place in this area dating back to the 40s, so lead pipes just haven't been used that much. But most of the water infrastructure has already been surveyed, yet about 19% of private home lines still have to be looked into. So eventually, ECUA will launch an online map where you can check your property to see if it's already been surveyed.
And ECUA's already did this years ago in prepping for this situation. They're all in regs, and they're doing a great job. Bruce Woody, smart guy, came to us from St. Joseph, Missouri a few years ago.
Really?
And he brought a lot of brains with him when he came down here. Hey, listen, I just wanted to mention, a second ago, I was telling you about the stations we'll tap into. Today, 4:25, we're going to sneak peek into ABC 7 in Sarasota. Governor DeSantis is making his rounds.
Yes.
In communities throughout Central Florida today. He's doing a presser as we speak. We're going to drop in on that presser about 4:25 Pensacola time as we kind of give you the latest on Hurricane Helene. Also, beside the hurricane, other things around the world and globe are happening. Stocks ended mixed amid a kind of a weak update on consumer confidence. Fox's Jerry Willis is in New York with the latest details.
Markets mixed ahead of remarks from Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell expected Friday. The Dow snapping a four-day record streak, falling 293 points. The S&P down by 10, the NASDAQ up 7. Investors also keeping their powder dry as they await fresh data on inflation due Friday. Big tech and growth stocks performing well, while energy and healthcare lagged. Meanwhile, new home sales trending higher as falling mortgage rates boosted demand. And oil down sharply as traders question the impact of China's stimulus on demand, and gold soaring to a record high on rate cut momentum. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Okay, Jerry, and she touched on an element there. I just want to kind of move it a little bit further, as we say, we're going to advance it a little bit. Homeowners maybe wanting to sell, home buyers looking to buy. Well, those are the kind of the top topics here. Both categories watching the mortgage numbers today. Mortgage Daily News reporting the 30-year fixed rate a little lower than it was on Tuesday, 6.18%. Borrowing cost on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, a little lower at 5.54%.
All right. Well, perfect timing, Chris, because it is 4:15 on the dot here. So we'll get you that first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor. It's one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Looking at the roads here, we did have a texter drop in asking, man, what the heck is going on I-10? And it is pretty messed up at this time. If you're traveling westbound on Palafox Street, we typically have issues there, but the backups are far more severe today, pushing you back well past North Davis and actually a bit closer to 9th Avenue, that area there. So it's very far-reaching congestion, very severe at this time, and it has been for probably around 30 minutes to 40 or so. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 miles, slightly backed up. Same with Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. So some of the usual areas that we see giving us trouble this time every day. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. As we get into your Thursday, it's going to be a high of 81 and a low of 69. The entirety of your Thursday is going to be taken up by coastal flood advisories, wind advisories, and high surf warnings, with showers sitting at around 70% to start the day and about a 30% chance of thunderstorms on your Thursday evening.
Okay, 417 News Radio 92.3. Just wanted to do a little bit of eavesdropping on the big board out at PNS, Pensacola International. See if any of the flights were being affected coming out of Central Florida and South Florida. There was one that I did take notice of. It was an earlier flight today, scheduled to arrive in Pensacola 12 noon, wheels down. It's Silver Flight 68 coming up out of Orlando. It is now almost 5 hours late. It will be touching down at 4:50 this afternoon. So if you got people coming in on that plane, that's the story on that. Also, I'm really looking down the board here, and I don't see any problems coming out of the Orlando, Tampa, St., Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, or Miami airports as of right now. So the weather has not started affecting the flight status coming into PNS. But I will tell you this, as Helene makes landfall on Thursday, you're probably asking, I've got the kids all, what's the operational status on the theme parks down there in Central Florida? Well, checked into it for you. As of today, Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland, and Busch Gardens all open to the public. All parks are closely monitoring the path of the storm. So if you're heading down to Central Florida, everything's on.
All right. Yeah.
I might have a different story for you this time tomorrow, though.
A Google search hack has apparently caused some local schools' names to be replaced with inappropriate phrases. I learned about this actually not from the news itself, but from Andrew McKay on Facebook saying, what am I looking at here? Navarre High School had its Google search result edited somehow to Diddy's Playhouse, obviously childish reference to the issues that Sean Diddy Combs is dealing with. The Santa Rosa County School District says that they are aware of the issue and are working with Google to correct the problem. And they also say that other schools in the area have experienced similar problems.
I learned about it through our very own seller, Steve Taylor.
Really?
He told me yesterday afternoon about that. They started breaking the story, and it was starting to circulate at that time. I'm not sure if it was confirmed at that time.
Right.
But Steve did give me the heads up and said, okay, heads up. This might be real. This might not be real. It worked out to be real, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and as I said, that's just some doofus making a joke. Mm. And I can't believe I have to explain, don't do that.
Absolutely. Vice President Harris has gone from prosecuting marijuana cases, of course, as a California attorney general, to seeking total decriminalization of drugs nationwide, yet her current position remains undefined. Fox's Alexandra Hoff is in Washington, has more on the trending story.
Democracy 24.
In a 2019 ACLU presidential candidate questionnaire, then-Senator Kamala Harris appeared to support fully decriminalizing drugs within a section where she wrote about incarceration rates. Harris shared, quote, "The opioid crisis has reaffirmed the failure of criminalization. Full decriminalization with appropriate treatment responses could address this stark racial injustice and reduce incarceration." At the time, Harris was trying to connect with voters while also trying to compete with progressive presidential primary candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The far-left policy she wrote of eventually did take hold in Oregon. It became the first state to take away traditional penalties for hard drug possession, an experiment that ultimately failed. Whether Harris has reversed her position, though, is still unclear. When Fox asked her campaign, an advisor responded with, quote, "The vice president's positions have been shaped by 3 years of effective governance as part of the Biden-Harris administration." In Washington, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
Okay, about 5 minutes away from checking in with ABC7 down in Sarasota. They are holding a press conference as we speak with Governor DeSantis. We'll take a sneak peek into that. 425 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a good conversation with Bruce Woody of ECUA about their efforts to comply with an EPA-DEP mandate to inspect and identify all of the pipes for possible lead-related issues by October 16th, and they say they're on track to have this done. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the anti-camping ordinance and how it would impact people, particularly who sleep in their cars overnight. Talked quite a bit about the UN speech by President Biden. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fee. See dealer for details.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's up, Florida State?
How you do it is equally as important.
The Florida State Seminoles travel to Texas this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup with the SMU Mustangs.
FSU battles SMU Saturday at 5 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
What's up, Florida State?
News Radio 92.3. Get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. Going to waste no time getting into this traffic and weather update. Let's see. Where are my manners? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, still got some very heavy backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, pushing you well past North Davis Highway. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a very rainy day. Wind advisories, coastal flood advisories, and high surf warnings completely blurring out your Thursday with a high of 81 and a low of 69. And Chris, we've got a lot more on the weather updates, do we not?
426 happening right now on News Radio 92.3. ABC7 down in Sarasota is putting on this presser with Governor DeSantis they've been following him all over Central Florida this afternoon. The governor is wrapping up a series of pressers across Central Florida. This audio courtesy of ABC7 Sarasota.
We're bringing in more and more utility workers, and they will be on scene as soon as it's safe to do so. And power restoration is a priority. Now, as much of a priority as that is, I was down with TECO in Tampa. We're probably going to stop by someplace tomorrow and thank the linemen for what they're doing. And as hard as they're working and as efficient as they are, be prepared to lose power in a storm like this. That's just the nature of it. So make sure you have what you need to be able to ride that out as long as it takes. And, you know, in Florida, because we do this, you're probably going to be have power quicker than maybe you would in some other places where they don't do this. But nevertheless, you should anticipate power outages. We also have internet ready with the Starlink internet system. So as internet goes out, if that's needed, we can deploy the Starlink devices and get the internet. I'll tell you, it's really, really good internet. You need the device to be able to do it, but once you have that device, if you're able to link onto it, crystal clear, it worked very well after Ian, and hopefully we won't need it, but if we do need it, it's definitely going to be able to do what needs to be done to get you guys back online, particularly our small businesses. We have now deployed a lot of the flood protection devices, particularly around utility substations. We have more of this, and we don't necessarily have everyone has not requested it. If you do want it, the time is ticking for you to do it, because by the time Kevin and his team deploy it, he's only got a limited amount of time. They're not going to be going out tomorrow in the middle of the storm deploying flood protection devices. So if you need one, particularly if you're north of I-4, you got to tell Kevin and his team immediately so they can get these things out on the road and get them deployed as need be. Of course, we have National Guard, as I've already mentioned. 3,500 soldiers are ready. We can surge up to 5,500 if needed, and if they are needed, we will do that. We also are now under an FDOT emergency order that lifts weight restrictions and allowing the bypass of weigh stations for emergency response vehicles, including utility vehicles staging for rapid response. FDOT has 1,700 team members working to prepare, 550 generators, 230 pieces of large equipment, and 40 large pumps. Kevin and his team also have fuel that is being brought into the state. I know that people have been in line for fuel. I don't think that they've necessarily run out, but it is being topped off if some of these stations do. If the power goes out, it makes it harder for them to do. So if they're running on generator, great. If they're not, they're going to need to get the power back on. But regardless, there is fuel mission being executed to make sure we have enough fuel here in the state of Florida to get us through the next few days.
Okay, that's AB7 down in Sarasota. Governor DeSantis doing a presser in Tampa right now. Audio courtesy of ABC7 Sarasota. We thank him for that. Coming up next hour, we're going to be tapping into Fox 13 in Tampa. Jim Weber, he's one of the meteorologists down there, is going to be feeding some stories for us. And a little bit later, we'll have a feed from an ABC station in Tampa, WFTS, coming up during the 6 o'clock hour.
Also, we were talking about Travis Tompkins for, being on at 5:35, but we've since learned he does have a meeting today. So it's going to be Scotland Williams, correct?
I think that is that. You got a good memory if you remember that.
Well, I jotted it down. Man, I've got little sheets of paper all over the darn place. Also, wanted to give an update on this.
Scotland Williams.
All righty. Though it is an unfortunate update, we had recently talked about a missing diver in the Okaloosa County area. The body of the diver was recovered in Okaloosa County yesterday. Officials say 31-year-old Jeremy Carmichael was found in the Gulf on Tuesday morning, and his body was reportedly found in the general area that he was last seen, about 23 miles southwest of East Pass in Destin.
Always hate giving that. Hey, Attorney General Ashley Moody has activated Florida's price gouging hotline. I will be talking about that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Donald Trump rallied supporters today in North Carolina, where he hammered the Biden-Harris administration's record on illegal immigration.
When Kamala speaks about the border, her credibility is less than zero. I hope you're going to remember that on Friday when she tells you about the border. Ask her just one simple question. Why didn't you do it 4 years ago?
Kamala Harris is scheduled to travel to the border state of Arizona on Friday. Today, the vice president was in Pennsylvania, where she spoke to the Economic Club of Pittsburgh. She says she's looking to build an economy where everyone has the chance to succeed.
I believe we have an extraordinary opportunity to make our middle class the engine of America's prosperity.
Harris also said the former president will take the country backward. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Meta announcing the Quest 3S, the latest virtual reality headset to come out of the company's Reality Labs division, and now offering to go on sale on October 15th, and it will have a much lower price tag than its predecessor. The starting price at $299 is down from the $499 starting price for 2023's Quest 3. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day mixed. The Dow fell 293. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points, and the NASDAQ gained 7. The nuclear startup Oklo is receiving the green light to start site investigation work for their planned microreactor in Idaho. Oklo plans for the reactor to come online in 2027. Shares of Trump Media rose more than 8%, making it the second straight day of gains. The company behind True Social slid ahead of the expiration of lockup agreements last week. U.S. crude oil futures for November under 70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The 3-0 Minnesota Vikings are the surprise story of the NFL season so far. And Sam Darnold is making a case for comeback player of the year. Brian Flores is leading a strong defense. The Vikings are off to an awesome start, but how they perform in their next four games against the Packers, Lions, Jets, and Rams will really tell us how good they could be this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Join Sonia Duckett with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can reduce back pain and achieve your body goals with non-invasive treatments at Trinity Wellness. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how with Trinity Wellness and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, the talk of the town so far has been I-10 westbound. If you're traveling towards Palafox Street, we typically have issues there, but they are significantly worse this time around, pushing you back almost to 9th Avenue, that area there. If you get past that wave of congestion, finally, and continue westbound passing Pine Forest Road, approaching 9 Mile Road, we have another wave of congestion in that area. So I-10's looking pretty miserable right now. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, giving us some very severe issues. Probably a lot of people trying to get off and avoid that traffic. Then you've got Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, not looking too good either. And those are just some of the biggest hitting spots. We also have issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And we have a little bit on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees currently, low of 73 tonight. I've been looking over my shoulder out the window here, very gray in the skies. So not rain yet, but we will have chances of it when we get into tonight and into your Thursday. Thursday's going to have a very high chance of showers early in the day, about 70%. They will dissipate, but there will be a chance of thunderstorms in your Thursday night where there will be a high of 80 and a low of 68.
Okay, 437, News Radio 92.3. I mentioned to you a second ago I was going to check in with the Central Florida airports and find out about their operational status. Yes, you might be holding tickets to maybe head down in that direction in the next couple of days. Let me just let you know, Orlando International, as of right now, is operating delay and cancellation free. So that's good. Different story down the road, down the 40 freeway a little bit to Tampa. TPA is going to suspend all operations from 2 a.m. Thursday morning. Not tomorrow, but for Thursday morning. This includes all cargo and commercial operations. St. Pete, well, the airport terminal will close after the last flight arrival on Wednesday. Airport closed for Thursday, but PIE plans to reopen on Friday morning. So if you have tickets and you're holding some flights heading down to Central Florida, you might want to check with that carrier before heading that way, just for operation in programming status, you know, to see if things are still open or not. We are also talking about some sports here today. We do this about this time every afternoon, and thank you so much for having us on today. And I know, Austin, you're pretty much in tune with what's going on the MLB landscape and what's happening in there. But let me just kind of welcome in Tony Gugginello. He says the race for the postseason is on in Major League Baseball. One team has punched their ticket with an incredible final play. Listen to this.
The San Diego Padres have had a flair for the dramatic all season long. And in the first game of a crucial series against the Los Angeles Dodgers Tuesday, the Friars clinched a playoff berth in dramatic fashion.
Rojas on the ground at third. Machado touches third. Fires to second. Out there. Out at first. Oh, my goodness. It's a triple play. It ends the ball game.
Courtesy of Padres TV, in the bottom of the ninth, the Padres turned a game-ending triple play to win it 4-2. Manager Mike Schilt giving props to his third baseman Manny Machado after the game.
What a way to do it, man. I mean, oh, you got to be kidding me right there. What a play by Manny, just balling out.
San Diego now sits only two games behind LA for the division lead.
Okay,
Tony Gugginello, Fox News.
Okay, Tony, sorry. Let me ask you this. Do they have, like, brackets for MLB for the playoffs and things like that?
Yeah.
Who are your teams? Who are you pulling for?
Well, that's the thing. I'm a Guardians guy. We've clinched our division. We're one of the top teams in the AL. I think we may be the second
seed. And the Guardians are where?
Cleveland. Okay. It used to be the Cleveland Indians, okay, for those who are not aware.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I think the way the brackets work is you have three divisional champs and then you have three wild cards. That's what makes the Braves and Mets a very entertaining series right now, because the Braves are currently just outside of that three wild card pool. So they're trying to get in, but the Mets are sitting around there. So you got to get through them first, and we're right at the end of the regular season. There's not much room for error.
All right. Best of SEC soccer returning to Pensacola this fall. We've been talking about this for the past couple of days here. As a matter of fact, in 40 days, 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th at Ashton-Brosnahan. Of course, we had Amy Marquez on the show Tuesday from Pensacola Sports saying this is the third year in a row Pensacola will host the tournament. Tickets now on sale. And this is important, very important, PensacolaSports.org, so you can get those tickets and good soccer coming. But we will not know the teams, as we were discussing this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
They will not know the teams probably about a week or so, a week and a half before the actual tournament.
Mm. Well, and also wanted to touch on this before we got too far removed from the MLB topic. Just before the Oakland A's began their final series at the Oakland Coliseum, their fan base was also contending with a letter from team owner John Fisher addressing and apologizing for his team's departure from the city. The letter also addressed A's fans saying, quote, "I wish I could speak to each one of you individually. I can tell you this from the heart. We tried." Brian Johansson is with the fan group Baseball's Last Dive Bar, and he was the one who basically broke down this letter here. And it is. I mean, it's upsetting to really, you know, I know the A's suck, and I know there's been a controversial departure with fans not showing up and everything, and people thought that they were tanking on purpose or whatever. It was a whole ordeal. And it's always going to be a dramatic split when a team leaves a city that it's been in for years. But it's nonetheless very upsetting. The A's apparently have just two more home games remaining, both against the Texas Rangers, defending World Series champs.
Yeah, you know, they should be used to it by now. The Raiders pulled out in terms of the
Oakland. Yeah, Oakland's got to be feeling pretty stymied right about now.
It's called economic development. If the city and the county, they don't get behind a major sports franchise team, adding the tax breaks, things like that, encouraging economic development within the city, ain't going to happen. And you're seeing Oakland just totally shut down. Bad leadership. That's what's right. Going on in Oakland.
Well, and also it's worth noting that I don't believe the Rangers are even eligible to make the AL bracket. So they're not going to be defending for long. But nonetheless, they're the latest World Series champs. Also here in MLB news, Shohei Ohtani's historic 50-50 club, Home Run Baseball, is headed to auction. The fan who caught the ball at Miami's Lone Depot Park last week consigned it, to the collectibles marketplace Golden, where bidding will start Friday. The fan reportedly turned down a $300,000 offer from the LA Dodgers for the baseball. Bidding will start at $500,000, with an option to buy the ball outright for $4.5 million. Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball from 1998 holds the record for most expensive baseball ever, having sold for just over $3 million in 1999.
$300,000 for that ball, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely worth more than that. And that's why bidding is starting at $500,000.
But I wonder how much the, you know, these marketing companies are amazing. You ever get these phone calls in where they're saying, well, we're calling you from the blah, 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 and, you know, we'd like for you to donate. You know, if you really do your homework on these things, most of the marketing companies in a situation like that, they get 90% of all the money taken in and 10% actually goes to the charity. Mm. Check it out first before you do anything.
Absolutely.
That just drives me crazy.
Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And as far as I-10's concerned, there's a lot to touch on. If you're traveling westbound, passing over North Davis Highway and approaching Palafox Street, got a heavy wave of congestion there. But then we've got another wave as you're passing Pine Forest Road and heading towards 9 Mile. So two very heavy waves of congestion on I-10 at this time. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand is also backed up. And same with Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual hitters. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Highway 90, the works. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 80 and a low of 68. But there are, of course, multiple warnings with showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday, along with a coastal flood advisory, wind advisory, and high surf warning. So a lot to unpack with Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes here. Scotland Williams. You're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. Scotland Williams from the EOC joining us today at 5:20. He's going to let us know, we're going to have the different warnings up here in terms of the rip current warnings. No really warnings in terms of a storm surge. So we're not worrying about that at all. Mm. So, but we do have the just the typical summertime tropical weather pitch. That's what we're looking at here, folks.
Right.
This is not anything dangerous or anything like that, but we will talk about it. Scotland Williams, EOC, Escambia County, 5:20. That's a programming update for you on News Radio 92.3.
5:35, that is, actually. 5:35 after the Fox News break. And we touched on Disney earlier, talking about... well, that's the thing. Is it 5:20 or 5:35? Oh, it's 5:20. Oh, okay. Anyway, Disney Plus cracking down on password sharing. We touched on Disney theme parks earlier. Apparently the window's open to get to some theme parks later this week, but the window's closed on password sharing. The streamer will allow users to add a member outside their household for $7 per month for Disney Plus Basic or $10 for Disney Plus Premium. Just one extra member is allowed per account. User sharing an account can also subscribe themselves and transfer their member profile to a new account to keep their settings and watch history. Netflix made a similar move last year and reported success with low account cancellations.
Okay, if you're traveling, maybe traversing some of the streets this evening, you might want to take note of this. Nighttime traffic adjustments are in effect for motorists using Michigan Avenue. FDOT confirming the affected area is Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. Nighttime lane closures and traffic shifts. Those shifts begin at 8 p.m. to overnight till 6 a.m. in downtown. Don't forget about this. This is going to be very important. This weekend, motorists will encounter the closure of Bayfront Parkway beginning 11 a.m. on Friday morning, continuing through Sunday for the Seafood Festival.
Yes.
And believe me, it's quite an intriguing way around that festival. If you have to shoot Main and you can't do it, you got to go Garden Street, and you got to go down to like E Street and shoot back over to Main.
As if downtown Pensacola wasn't a nightmare enough on the roads. Shopping mindlessly to self-soothe is on the rise and is being called doom spending. 96% of Americans are concerned about the state of the economy, and more than a quarter are doom spending to deal with distress. According to Psychology Today, doom spending happens because people feel pessimistic about the economy and their future, creating the illusion of control in what feels like an out-of-control world. Experts say creating extra pain points, like traveling to the store and evaluating items in person, will help you slow down and think more critically about your purchases. Setting up mobile banking notifications also helps as you see the transaction authorizations coming through. Are you a doom spender, Chris?
I don't think so.
I don't think I am either.
I was just sitting there thinking about it.
I never go shopping.
I go shopping for a specific reason.
Right. You got to have a reason.
Specific products. I mean, I don't go just to walk around the aisles and...
Yeah, window shopping. None of that.
I don't do that. No, I don't do that. I make myself a list. Go in and get it, and boom, I'm out of there.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to be very materialistic with the money I got, and now that I've started making money,
you start making these big bucks.
Well, when you start making money, it's Jeez. Like, it's one thing if mommy and daddy give you money. You start making money, you notice you get a lot more frugal with it.
Well, let me talk while you touched on something here. Let me talk. Want to talk some money here real quick?
Sure.
Want to make some money?
I'd love to.
All right. Tonight, Powerball, $223 million, $112.2 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. 10 o'clock this evening. They'll make those numbers. And then on Friday, Mega Millions getting back up there, $77 million, $38.2 million cash option. They make that drawing on Friday. So there's a couple of ideas for you if you want to be rich. There you go.
Thanks for the heads up. I can't think of anyone who doesn't want to be rich. Oh, you don't want to be rich?
You know, I'm not calling for that. I'm just calling for a happy life.
Right no, that is true. It like a lot of people say money doesn't buy happiness, and to a degree, that's true.
Yeah, to a degree, you know, it does. But I mean,
yeah,
if you have a level head about it,
right.
I'm just really blessed to wake up every day and look at myself in the mirror when I'm shaving, going, okay, I'm still here. It's good.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. It's not even, I think a lot of people don't even care to be filthy, stinking rich now. It's more a matter of,
no,
can I just live comfortably?
Yes.
You know? All righty. Just about 4:50 here. Hopefully we can survive this commercial break coming up. When we return, Meta reportedly signing deals with Hollywood actors to voice artificial intelligence chatbots. Interesting. That's kind of two conflicting ends of the world there. We got details on that and more right after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I think I've played this one recently. I've been playing a lot of Hall & Oates. I'm a big Hall & Oates guy. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:53 here. We got another quick check of the roads and weather coming up in just a couple minutes. But first, wanted to touch on this, hinted at this one right before we went to break. Let's see. Meta reportedly signing deals with Hollywood actors to voice its AI chatbot. According to published reports, Dame Judi Dench, Kristen Bell, John Cena, Awkwafina, and Keegan-Michael Key are among those who have signed on. CEO Mark Zuckerberg expected to make an official announcement during his keynote speech today at the annual Meta Connect event. That's, you know, you always hear about voice actors, and these people are known beyond just like their voices, obviously. But voice actors, we always hear the clash about AI's replacing them, yada, yada, yada. And now you've got other people in the industry saying, hey, I'll give you my voice for it, you know, for maybe for a price. But nonetheless, I'll do it. So it's an interesting look in the mirror there when it comes to how AI and these actors intertwine.
If you need money, it sure does change things, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I doubt these people need it. But if they want it, yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Skylyn Williams is a woman.
Yes, she is. Meteorologist.
Look at the spelling. I mean, I'm totally Thank you. One of our texters in here corrected me on this, because duly so. Thank you so much.
Well,
before I embarrass myself totally, I go, "All right, Fred, how you doing?"
Well, that's the thing. I told you when we went to break, Chris. I'm like, I noticed it. I noticed you said he, but I'm like, well, people can just see that as a mistake. Like, who cares?
No, that was a monster.
Okay. Anyway, yes. Chris has since learned that Scotland Williams is a woman.
No, I'm getting text here.
And
I'm learning.
And yeah, he's learning from his mistakes. All righty, just about 4:55 here. Now that we got that crisis averted.
Yeah, I just wanted to straighten it up. Now they don't want anybody to get ruffled, especially calling Scotland, going, "Hey, he's calling you a guy." I mean,
okay. Anyway,
we'll clear it up. Yeah. I promise. She's in at 5:20 for the OC.
Yes, 5:20. That was another thing. 5:20. I think I said 5:35 earlier. So see, we're both making mistakes.
My fault.
Here. Well, but I'm not blameless. So let's be screw ups together. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you here. I-10, man, if you are traveling westbound from 9th Avenue to 9 Mile Road, so very long stretch of the interstate here, it is almost completely backed up. No reports of any accidents or anything. We had a texter or two drop in earlier talking about an influx of people on I-10 that are trying to get to a safer spot during this storm. Since we have no confirmation of accidents, I can only assume that's what's happening here. So be on the lookout for that. Some of these runoffs are also on 9 Mile Road, going both east and west, and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual areas, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90. As for the weather, 86 degrees right now with a low of 72 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a rainy day, high of 80, low of 68. And tomorrow we'll also have a coastal heat. My goodness, I cannot read. Coastal flood advisory, wind advisory, and high surf warning. But I'm sure it's not going to be too cold either.
Do you know when you watch somebody that has to stress to read something, do you need glasses?
No, it's not a matter of that, but I am just, when I see the words...
I'm watching you, and you're really working hard at reading.
Well, I lean in because it's pretty small print, but not only that, I am so, whenever I give advisories...
That print is normal print for people with bad eyes. It's that small print. I digress here.
It is this big, Chris. Like, yeah, as big
sure,
as the space
right,
between
sure,
my fingers.
Sure,
the
sure,
thing
sure.
is, whenever I'm used to reporting on advisories, it's always heat advisories.
Yeah, right.
So that's...
I believe you.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Okay, 5:45. We've readjusted some programming times here.
Really?
Jim Weber from Fox 13 in Tampa is now going to join us. We're going to drop in the middle of their newscast down there at Fox 13 Tampa. Jim Weber, he's on the board, and we'll be finding out just exactly what they're doing in the Tampa, Clearwater, Sarasota area as they prepare for Hurricane Helene. Planned to be a 3 or 4 upon landfall. They're calling landfall now 10 o'clock tomorrow night at the Big Bend east of Panama City. So we're all over this, and we will take you to this station down in Tampa. Then I'm going to drop in to the ABC affiliate during the 6 o'clock hour and find out what they're up to.
Well, and we also talked about Texas, you know, pitching in with utility crews to help the Sunshine State in this trying time. Well, we've since learned that Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana will be joining them in the effort, sending utility crews of their own for recovery from Helene. Florida, by the way, now has 61 counties under an emergency declaration. Previously, it was 41, and of course, that included Escambia and Santa Rosa, but now it is up to 61.
I think it was said, we spoke about this briefly about 45 minutes ago. I think it is the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office who is putting together their team to be prepared to go down and help the folks in Central Florida.
Mm.
I'm thinking that's who it is.
All right.
But what I'm saying is I'm kind of piggybacking on what you're talking about.
Right.
A lot of first responders and all, everybody is now organizing, getting their plans together for when Helene does eventually make landfall. They will know where to go to the where the command center is located, and everybody will be distributed from that point on.
Right.
But we're ready.
Yes, we are ready. 4:58 here, national news, and it is kind of some wholesome news, I guess. The House has passed a 3-month funding extension today that prevents a government shutdown. Yeah, we always hear panic about a shutdown and then it never happens. The bill would keep the government funded.
Don't spook it now.
The bill would keep the government funded until December 20th. House Republican leaders relied heavily on Democratic votes to approve the measure, and it will not include new voter registration requirements that former President Trump and other Republicans had called for any spending bill to include. The Senate and President Biden are expected to quickly make it law.
Yeah, it is. It's actually the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Get this right for you. Yes, that staff spent all day Tuesday readying their disaster response unit to help Floridians recover from the effects of Helene. The team plans to leave on Friday to provide assistance in other parts of the state. I was coming in on the freeway today across the Twin Spans, across the Escambia Bay, noticed, and I'm kidding here, no less than 50 ambulances, lights going and all, heading eastbound.
Right.
And they're probably heading for a location where they can assemble at a command center where they will be dispatched if needed.
Right.
And as I said before, we're ready. Everybody's coming together. Everybody's got their game plan in place, rightly so, because we work a whole year around this thing, practicing and getting ready for these things. The folks over at EOC, Eric Gilmore and his team, have taught us well. And Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, Oklahoma, just feel free. We're all ready to go.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.